Nord Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher in with us to review last night's city council meeting. Fairly standard last night, dealt with some things and some things of interest, which we'll get to. You always seems like at various times you deal with liquor licenses and kind of rubber stamping that for groups that have done this in the past, and that's kind of what you took care of to start the meeting last night.
That's correct. The consent agenda usually has a number of liquor-related approvals on it, and I think we had four or five last night, as I recall.
Some of that is just on business switchovers, like Fresh Foods. They bought the Gary Superfoods, and
correct.
So you
yes.
have to you have to update your or get a liquor license to acknowledge that changeover.
Is correct. That is correct.
To be able to sell it, Highball Liquor was another one, and Luigi's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gets a Class I. What's the difference between a Class C and a Class I liquor license?
It's the type of things that they can sell primarily, okay. and whether it's on or off-site or both. Those
All
are
right.
the primary differences in the different types
on
of liquor
off-site.
Licenses.
On or off-site, okay. Yeah. Wondered about that. Mm-hmm. And then the bottle shop got a special designated license for an upcoming event at Jerry Rima Chevrolet. It's happening May 2nd. From 3 to 11:30 p.m., they're having a customer appreciation event, so they have to get a license to sell liquor there.
That's correct.
On their property. And then you go into the Board of Equalization there, and you dealt with some extension and paving things there. So I'll let you talk about the first few ones of there. First of all, approving assessment schedule for paving District 836.
Okay. We'll talk about items 2, 3, and 4 here when
okay.
the council sat as the Board of Equalization kind of all at once because they're all the same project. And this is the industrial park that's out south near the Walmart distribution center, a little bit to the west of Walmart distribution center. And you may have noticed a number of buildings over the last decade or so have gone up there. I think the number is 12 currently over the last, really about the last 7 or 8 years, but
okay.
they've been going up there over time. In 2024, the city approved with the chamber's assistance to build onto the streets in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had one street running roughly north and south, and we did a 90-degree turn and then back up to State Farm Road for sort of forming a U-shaped series of streets, and all that encompasses the current industrial park in that area. What the activities as the Board of Equalization the city was doing is figuring out how the district payments will work for the two new streets that were added last year.
Okay.
And this is something the city of North Platte has not done a lot of in the last decade or even a little bit longer. It used to be a very common thing that cities would put in streets and then they would attribute the cost of the infrastructure to the lots that on either side of the street. And then if you came in, you were a home builder or you were somebody who was going to build a house, you came in, you purchased that lot. And when you purchased that lot, you agreed to the assessment that it paid for the street, the water, and the sewer. And so what we're doing last night is as the Board of Equalization, we're deciding how long we would give the Chamber DevCo entity to pay back the costs of creating the street district with the water.
Mm-hmm.
With the water. And the reason that we do this is we want to try to, because the Chamber is a nonprofit entity, it's not making a dime off this. It's just doing it to attract business to our community. So it's a community service, if you will. So we gave the council approved the chamber having the maximum, which is a 20-year repayment. Now, in reality, what happens most of the time is businesses, when they come in and they purchase a lot on this, many of them will pay off that district fee in the first year. So it's a lump sum payment. It's just gone and they don't have to pay it in the future. Smaller businesses that are just getting started, they may choose to make payments over the years. But most of the time in industrial development parks, the businesses just come in and they pay it off all
right.
at once.
Yep.
So the chances of the entire payment lasting a whole 20 years are really quite slim. They probably won't. The one minor difference in all this is the sanitary sewer, which is item number 4, and that is done as a connection district rather than extension district. And there are several differences, but the primary difference on a connection district is that when a business connects to the sewer system, they pay the fee to connect to the sewer system, and it's a percentage of how big their lot is, basically, okay. is what the fee is. It's a flat fee. So if somebody connects to it next year or 20 years from now, they pay based on the lot fee and that single fee right there. So it's a little bit different, but in the long run, the city recoups all its costs plus a little bit of interest. The council also decided to charge interest on this at 2% above what the bond rate is if we have to bond the expense. So the city makes a little money to handle the issue for the entity. It's not something we've done a lot in North Platte. We may do a little bit more of it as kind of an economic tool, but when you combine it with tax increment financing, things can get murky quickly. Mm-hmm. And so we're very likely to only do this in very specific instances that really bring something to the community.
So are there, have you got some offers yet to buy these lots then?
Yeah, so recently a large entity, I think it's largely public knowledge now, but is coming to town that is a distribution system, and they've purchased a very large lot out there, okay. five acres actually, which is right. a good size. We have, at any given time, Gary from the Chamber would tell us there's two or three entities sort of circling, looking at what we have to offer, and we have landed a couple of them over the last few years that come in. And the tire entity that's out there right now came for the sole reason that they could get there. We could get the job done in 90 days, what they needed, and they decided to locate here because we can do it so quickly. If you don't have a business-ready industrial park in your community, the way it works is the state will not refer people to your community directly because they'd have to deal with so many different people. It's a complex process. And so if you want to be part of the official chamber designations and that allow you to get referrals from the state economic development entity, you have to have a business-ready park. That's why it's so important for our community to have one. It's attracted at least four businesses there over the last 6 or 7 years. And like I said, we have two or three circling in any given moment, deciding whether they may come here. And if we can land one of those every other year, that park will be filled up in about 3 years.
And that's kind of the goal, isn't it?
That is the goal, yeah. Excuse me, about 5 years. Sorry, not
And then
years.
You can begin to plan another industrial park,
exactly,
right?
And we grow them as we need them. And with the infrastructure there, the street is there. It's a street made for heavy trucks. They've got sewer. They've got water. It's easy for businesses to come in and locate there in that scenario. And so it's attractive, which is why we do it.
Okay. On to public hearings, project implementation status on the 2024 Community Development Block Grant funds to assist the city with infrastructure improvements, and then approving the bid and authorizing the mayor to sign a contract with Level LLC for Street Improvement District number 364.
Right. This is an exciting project. It's paving a series of streets and driveways up on the north side of town, kind of in the northwest part of the community. And it's generally, you can see the streets there, 15th, Hayes, and it's a number and Custer. And to make a very long story short, what we're able to do here is the bids for this street with the amount we had for the grant came in about $90,000 under what we had from the grant. So we were able to pave one more block with the existing grant money. So we were just making adjustments to that, and we had approval from the state to make those changes to the grant. And so we're very excited we're going to be able to pave one more block up there. And this is in areas that have been gravel streets forever, so it's nice to have a nice new paved street in that area of town.
Yeah, sure the folks will appreciate that.
Huh? Yeah, and that was item number 5 and number 6.
Okay. And then more public hearings in the next few items you dealt with. Ordinances, one vacating an alley located in the 200 block between East 2nd and East 3rd, approving the bid and authorizing you to negotiate and sign contract documents with Level for the Cody Park sidewalk and parking in the amount of $124,000, and then first reading and action to adopt an ordinance creating another paving district on Francis Street, and then continuing on were the extensions as the Telegraph mapped out and did a good job kind of describing what that involves. But basically, it's just extending Francis Street east all the way to Newberry Access, right?
Correct. Done in a number of ways because we the city council approved last year a a development project that's not quite in the geographic center of that Francis Street, but it's in that vicinity between Philip and where Francis will be. And the developers of that area are responsible for putting in a pretty good piece of Francis Street as part of their development. And so creating these districts in part helps us designate who's going to pay for what, basically. And it was part of the redevelopment plan for tax increment financing, but creating the districts is the process of actually getting ready to build the streets. And when we create the districts, then the district information says, this is who's paying for it, this is exactly how they're going to pay for it. And in this particular scenario, the first district we dealt with was clear kind of on the west end of what will be, it's an extension of about a block and a half right off where Francis Street ends today. And that the city will be paying for that one block area, in part because the connection, very exciting project, and the connection is going to be building a low-income housing unit right on that block.
Okay.
And so the city's participation in supporting that was to pave the street out in front of it and the connection to Bryan Street. So that'll be a great addition to our community. At the other end of that block is where it picks up with the developers who are developing the neighborhood I just spoke about to the east. And so they're paving quite a chunk of Francis Street. I want to say it's around 2,500 feet in total. It's about 3,200 feet. That's right. It's about 3,200 feet. So you go to the east, and that street, if we continued it, it definitely would run right through the post office. So it doesn't do that. So it curves to the south and then makes another curve and goes back to the east. And when it makes that second curve going back to the east, that is a chunk of property that actually belongs to the city of North Platte, and we're in the process of selling it to the developer. And so the cost for that street will be attributed to the land on to the south of the street, which is the developer's property. So they will pay for that portion of the street as well. And then we get over to Bicentennial Street, which is really just kind of a gravel road at the moment. And as we go further east, clear out to Newberry, the street curves a little bit to take advantage of the land, and that area is going to be paid for by a grant from the state of Nebraska for the needed very specific paving requirements, and it's intended to support the folks who would be working at the plant by providing them different ways to get in and out of the plant, as well as the possibility to walk to work. Some of those folks may live in the housing that's going up there in that part of the community, so it's a way to get easily to and from work. And that grant is a 75-25. The 25 will go back to the developers of that area and be paid for, likely using their tax increment financing funds. So it's a good deal for the city. Having larger through streets, it'll be a nice three-lane street. There'll be a couple parks in that area. It's going to be a nice development for the community, and it will bring lots of opportunity. And you get a good heavy street that goes close to the interstate. It's likely businesses will decide to locate in that vicinity over the next decade. It'll be a good thing for North Platte.
I think it will. Timetable, about a year and a half is what I saw.
Yeah, the street will likely take, I would imagine they'll build part of it. They will build part of it this year, and then it will likely be concluded sometime early 2026.
By early, I mean
in the first half of the year.
By June, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly.
We're looking at. Great. Third reading in action on another ordinance to rezone certain land from an R3 dwelling district to B2 highway commercial district. That property, 603 East 5th Street, 503 North Cottonwood Street.
Correct. We've spoken about this one the last couple times we chatted. This is the building that's next to the Papusa restaurant. It's just, get my bearings here, over here a few blocks from where we're sitting.
Okay.
And this is the third reading in action to rezone that to a B2 commercial district so they can have some parking right on the property to support the businesses. The gentleman there is looking at doing a number of things in this other building, one of which I think is a good idea is to have an insurance agency that has that is Spanish speaking. And he's concerned that some of the folks that move to our community over the next few years may not understand what insurance or how it works in the U.S., and so he thinks he can support that.
And you voted, and the council voted for
the county council for the rezoning. Okay. Yes, so it is concluded now. It will take effect.
You have to have three separate readings before you have to have a third, 1, 2, 3, and then on the third reading you can take action and actually call a vote. Right?
Yes, you have. Well, it We vote on it each time. So it's you have to have three
separate. Whether to continue it.
Right. You have three separate votes.
Okay.
We read it every time. If you want to be technical about the state statute, I think it only actually has to be read once. But we choose to read it every time so people understand what we're doing.
Okay. Makes sense. And then talk about the annexing, a lot of annexations taking place.
Yeah, the annexation on items 13 through 16 is the annexation of the area that is in and around Powell's Brewing out kind of on the southwest portion of the community. It's the second reading on that, and it was passed, and there'll be a third reading on the May 6th meeting, and likely that area will be annexed shortly thereafter.
What are the advantages to doing that? The annexation into the city limits, you just get more tax dollars that way? Or
well, from the city perspective, so right now an area outside the city limits does not pay city property taxes or city sales tax.
Right.
So from the municipality perspective, the advantage is it's an increase in revenue. The advantage to the owner is that they're now supported by the City of North Platte Police, which not that we wouldn't have helped them before, but they were technically in the county. And they also have the advantage of being able to request things from the city. Powell's had paid previously to have sewer and water from the city put in at their facility separately. They paid a reasonable amount, but it would have been a different scenario had they already been part of the city because of how we do districting and things like that. So those are the right out of the gate advantages.
It's to make an analogy, is it like the difference between being a member of a church and just attending the church, basically?
I suppose that's probably a good analogy, yes.
That's what popped into my head anyway. It's like card-carrying member. Are you a card-carrying member of the town? We know that you serve the town.
That's right.
You're making it official.
That's right. There. Do you mind if we talk about number 8 just real quick here?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the approve the bid to authorize the parking or paving that is going to be in front of the new pickleball and tennis courts in Cody Park.
Okay.
And the Level LLC will be doing that paving. It's a great local contractor. We're very excited to have them working on the project. And this is a parking lot and some sidewalks within the pickleball and tennis courts that they'll be putting in here over the next couple months. Right now, that we've always had sort of along the street parallel parking in proximity to tennis courts, mm-hmm. this will be a more of a parking lot structure where people can pull in. So there'll be a lot more spaces for people to park.
We love to have our parking, right?
Yes,
when we're
exactly.
going places, it's just like
exactly,
the biggest frustration people express mm-hmm. oftentimes is lack of parking and having to walk
that's right.
more than they want to get to where they're going.
There'll be a couple of handicap stalls there as well, so people who are in wheelchairs or can't walk well will have a nice, close place to park. What I really want to mention, though, is that in the very near future, likely towards the end of April and into the first few weeks of May, the company that is finishing up the tennis and pickleball courts, they come in and they put a finish on them and they paint the courts mm-hmm. and have some other things that they do. They will be coming in to do that, and their process from start to finish will take approximately 3 weeks. So those courts will be closed during those 3 weeks. We'll lock the gates, put a fence around them. They cannot have people on those courts when that paint is curing or it will ruin the surface.
Yep.
And it cost about $130,000 to have these courts finished and put on there. So we really need people's help. Please stay off the courts until the gates are open back up. It will be about 3 weeks, and we will let everybody know.
It'll be well worth the wait to have courts that are finished in the way they should be and last a good long time.
Exactly. Right? And it's quite expensive. We don't want anybody to get paint on their shoes accidentally or anything like that. So please.
That's a good deterrent.
Yes. Please stay off the courts because once those gates are locked, we'll have signage up there so people know when they can get mm-hmm. back on them. But please help us out and stay off the courts.
Well, you just say there's going to be drones watching. So don't think you can get away with it, right? Got a drone planted right.
We don't have drones watching, but we will have the police watching.
The police will be going by often.
Exactly.
So you're not going to get away with it if you wanted to do something like that, but hopefully people understand this is necessary. 3 weeks, stay off it, find another outlet for your exercise, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Well, there are pickleball courts in Memorial Park, and there's a couple tennis courts there, so I mean
there's options.
There'll be options, and who knows what the weather will be like. It hopefully is a nice weather because they can't do that process if it's raining, so
that's for sure. Well, Mayor Kelleher, we appreciate you coming in. Next meeting is what, 2 weeks
May
from 6th. Yesterday?
No, nope, it's about 3 weeks. It's
three
May
weeks?
6th. Yeah, May 6th.
But
first and third Tuesdays.
Tuesdays mm-hmm. at 5:30.
That's correct.
All right. We look forward to it. And thanks for the detailed update and keeping us informed on what's going to happening here in the city of North Platte. And wish you the best.
Okay? Well, it's coming into the busy time of year, so get your plans scheduled out there. There's a lot going on in North Platte this summer.
Okay.
Have a great day, everyone.
All right.